morning, Hope College. It is a beautiful Monday. Come right on up here, Chuck. It's a beautiful Monday. This is my favorite Monday of the fall because it is sign up for immersion trips. So the word is out. It's official. Go to our campus ministry webpage. There's going to be a sign up little button, and I want you to think about it, pray about it, and then I want you to take action. So look at our website. You're going to see descriptions of each of the trips, and then you will go, you'll be led, and you can sign up. So everyone is welcome. I would love for you to make my job so hard that I have to find a spot for everybody, because we want you to engage in these trips. And I've invited a friend. It's a friend of Hope College for many years, Dr. Chuck Van Egan. He is a Hope grad, and he is a professor. So if you imagine your favorite professor, you know how you can't wait to get to their class?
Oh, yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah,
and at my age, I look fondly back on people that have spoken to my life. And this is what we get for the next 10 minutes. You are going to be honored to hear from Chuck. He is not only an educator, he has his doctorate in missions, but he is a practitioner. So he's going to speak out of experience, and it is just a great example of how your mind, how God uses our mind and our hearts. He wants us to engage for the kingdom that way. So Chuck, thanks for coming. Appreciate
it. Thank you. It's always great to be able to be back at Hope College. My wife and I are both grads. We have about 30 nephews and nieces who are Hope grads. My daughter and son are Hope grads, and once in a while I'm at a football game or whatever, and I played soccer here at Hope. So, all right. I am a Mexican-American of Dutch descent. My parents were missionaries in southern Mexico, and my wife, were missionaries in southern Mexico. And so I ask you to pray for my wife, because I tell people I'm a Mexican-American of Dutch descent, grew up among the Mayans. And so sometimes in the early morning, Jean looks over at me, and I know what she's thinking. Which one of them woke up this morning? The Caucasian or the Dutchman or the Mexican? Así que pudiéramos hablar español toda la mañana, but we won't speak Spanish all morning. Praise the Lord. It's so good to be here with you. I am here to encourage you to sign up for the spring immersion, spring break immersion experience. It changes us, and it'll change you. Here's the mission principle. When we participate in God's mission, we are changed. When we participate in God's mission, we are changed. It happened all through the Bible. I don't have time to tell you about all those people, about Abraham and Sarah and Joseph and Miriam and Moses and Ruth and Esther and Daniel and Paul and Mary, the mother of Jesus. As they participated in God's mission, they were changed. Micah 6:8 says, calls us to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. When we participate in God's mission, we are changed. And it happened to Peter. And I'm going to read you a passage from the story in Acts 10. It happened to Peter. Acts 2 through 10, God is working on Peter and trying to change him. And first he speaks in Jerusalem, and then he's in prison, and then he goes to Samaria and ends up at the seaport of Joppa at a tanner's house. Now, a tannery has great big vats or tanks where they would put the hides of cattle and ferment them. It stinks. It stinks terribly. And he's at the tanner's house. Now, listen to the story. About noon the next day, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat. Luke gives us all the details. And while it was being prepared, he fell into a trance. And he saw the heaven opened and something like a large sheet coming down, being lowered to the ground by its four corners. In it were all kinds of four-footed creatures and reptiles and birds of the air. And then he heard a voice saying, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is profane or unclean," that his parents had taught him not to do. The voice said to him again a second time, "What God has made clean, you must not call profane." And this happened three times, and the thing suddenly was taken up into heaven. Luke gives us the whole story. It's noon, 12 o'clock. He goes up on the flat roof of the house where he is. Down in the ground are all these vats with all this terrible smell of the tannery. He's hungry, and all of a sudden he's in a trance. And then God's wonderful sense of humor. He, in the trance, he sees God brings down a white sheet and says, "Hey, Peter, look what I got for you. Hey, Peter." And he looks, and it's all the stuff he was taught never to eat. It's enough to turn your stomach. I call it stomach theology. Hey, Peter, three times, "Hey, Peter, look what I got for you." I think God was laughing. And Peter says, "Oh, I don't touch that stuff." And then God says, "You will not call unclean. You will not despise. You will not push away those whom I have called clean." The principle is when we participate in God's mission, it changes us. Acts 10 is the story of the conversion of Peter, not of Cornelius. But he had to be changed to go then to the home of Cornelius, a Roman, sort of like a general in charge of soldiers of the oppressive government, to discover that the Holy Spirit was going to come to them. So Peter was changed, because when we participate in God's mission, it changes us. I got to thinking about this theme and about Hope College, and it happened to Hope students. Years ago, there was a group of students from Hope that went down. My wife and I were down in southern Mexico, border of Guatemala, next to the Pacific Ocean, where that big earthquake just happened. And I was in charge of a coffee ranch and built a conference center. And a group of Hope students went down to dig mud with me because I wanted to change a marsh into a water reservoir. And out of that group, I won't give you their names. One of them is a physician here in Holland. Another is a chaplain in a local hospital. Another is a pastor in Muskegon. And we're all friends. And they will tell you that their life was changed. My daughter Anita studied here. She was a computer science major. And she went on a spring trip to Washington, D.C. And there she, somebody else on the same group, John, she met John. 2.5 years later, they were married. They live in Houston. She just had her first baby. Now, I can't guarantee anything, but I'm telling you how it works. And my son Andrew was here, a political science major, and he went on a spring trip to Jamaica to what is now the largest school for the hearing impaired on the continent. And he went to Jamaica, and he had grown up in Mexico for his young years, and he had to remember a little of his Spanish, and he had learned some sign language in high school, and he became the translator for the team in Jamaica. He'll tell you it changed his life. And my audiologist here in Holland goes every spring to Jamaica, and she told me recently she loves the Hope College group that is there. You see, they were changed. Gina and I went down to Tapachula in southern Mexico for a summer, and our lives were changed. This is the mission principle. When we participate in God's mission, we are changed. Yes, we go to do some things. We go to help others. We go to offer some good things for others. Yes. But along with that, we are changed. Some years ago, some engineering students from Hope went to Africa and began a whole series and created an organization, Engineers Without Borders, and they provide wells and drinking water for Africa. It started with a spring trip. So you see, I wish I had time. I could tell you about a lot of people. It could happen to you. There's a whole variety of summer, of spring break immersion experiences. Some experiences are really good. Some are not so much, but they stretch us and will never be the same. There's a difference between a swamp and a river. A swamp receives the water, holds it, and it rots and stinks. A river receives the water and just lets it go. You see, the more we give to others, the more we receive. The Lord always gives us the opportunity to give to other people. So I encourage you to sign up. Sign up for a spring break trip, immersion experience. By the way, by spring, I don't know what this winter is going to be like, but by springtime, we're all going to be ready to go someplace. So let's do it. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Come, Holy Spirit, guide each of us as we walk in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Go Hope!